It's time for your horror medication. Before I begin my story, make sure that you're not going to be interrupted. Check that you're secure. Make sure no one or anything can get you. Then get comfortable. Just close your eyes and let your imagination do the work. I've just moved along your ear canal, and I'm now inside your skull. Tube Train, written and narrated by Bleeding Critic. Today is his death day and he didn't even know it. He left work to face the long tube train journey home. Like everyone else, he switched off his personality and became a commuter robot. No eye contact with anyone, head down, catch the train, get home quick. Tube train carriages full of human cattle. He had to stand up as usual. His usual spot was near the middle section by the sliding doors. Like everyone else, he hated the smells, the heat, the claustrophobia. His mind wandered. He saw himself sitting at his desk in front of the computer all day, every day. He knew he could do his job from home. There was no need to wear the business suit uniform and waste over 13 hours a week travelling to and from work. He could save a cash fortune working from home. He hoped that one day working in an office would soon be extinct. His thoughts changed subject to his looks. He knew he wasn't much to look at, but travelling from work, he imagined himself to be a real catch because every other face on this train had the same blank expression. No one had any spark. No one was attractive. Everyone the same. He noticed, as he did every day, the same seated lucky commuters all looking down at small screens pressing buttons. Halfway home, the train doors opened and he watched the entrance of the beautiful girl's face. She managed to stand in a square foot of unused space next to him. At this moment, he believed all love songs were written about her. She had a bright spark. She was perfect pretty. His gentle romantic fantasies starring this beautiful stranger turned to hardcore controlling porn. She was his bitch and she'll do whatever he wanted. He had no consideration or love for her. He knew his secret sex thoughts were unhealthy. Over the years, dominant, unemotional porn flooded his eyes from the internet. He was bathing in his sick fantasy world with this flawless female. His nasty fantasy inside his skull was about to come to an end as she left the train. That wasn't a problem. He had her body and face recorded in his memory for his wank bank later. Coincidentally, it was also his time to change trains. Her presence nearly made him miss his connecting stop. She walked ahead of him. She really stood out from the dull commuting crowd. Wow, she was moving in the same direction towards his next platform, and now she was just a few feet in front of him. As she moved along in front of the train waiting crowd close to the platform's edge, he noticed her small wallet drop to the concrete floor. He knew she wasn't aware of her loss, so he moved down to pick it up. His head was too far the wrong side of the yellow line. The incoming tube train slammed into his sexed up skull like a bug hitting the front window of your car. There was a blood explosion when the front of the fast moving metal train caved his head in. The people close by that witnessed the sudden death will have the playback of the bloody carnage with them forever. His death wasn't down to severe overcrowding, and although it appeared to be a horrific accident, it was all planned. His death day happened because when his imagination started gently flirting, when he saw the pretty woman, that was all good. But when his fantasy went down that nasty porn spiral, that was a thought too far. He crossed that fantasy line. The gorgeous woman could read minds very clearly, and this creepy male passenger thought about controlling her in such a vicious movie in his mind, he had to be her next kill. This is what this stunning beauty did every week. Read the minds of strangers, and if their thoughts were respectful, flattering, or romantic, no worries, no problem. However, if you commute to and from work and notice a beautiful young stranger, if you have a nasty, sexually perverted mind, there's a strong chance your twisted fantasy will be your downfall. Tube Train. Written and narrated by Bleeding Critic.